This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Well, a lot always going on at the Roseburg Public Library. Chris Wiley, the director, in right now, and you're in the midst of the book sale.
We're just at the beginning. It starts in about 25 minutes.
Today? Okay, I was thinking yesterday, but okay.
No, well, yesterday was setup day, which is always a lot of fun. Today, it starts 9 to 6, and this is a better book sale. I was just in there a few minutes ago. The quality of these books is phenomenal, and bargain basement prices, so folks can come and shop for the readers in their life.
And what kinds of books are we talking about?
Well, you're going to find mostly adult fiction and nonfiction, a few children's books. But the bulk of it, yes, is for adults. Those are just the donations we tend to get.
And this goes for 3 days, right?
It sure does. Today it's 9 to 6, tomorrow 9 to 4, and Saturday 9 to 2.
So how does this all get put together?
Well, a lot of wonderful work from the Friends of the Roseburg Public Library and the book sale chair, Marcy Tassano. Have to be sure, she's been doing this for years with a lot of great help from the crew. The Friends of the Library have been doing book sales for decades now. And the proceeds go to help the library projects and programs. We couldn't do all we do without them.
So, and is this in the Ford Room?
It is, right inside the lobby to the left-hand side.
Now, in the midst of this going on, you've also got a special event on Saturday that sounds pretty fascinating.
I brought this up to Marcy when we were planning what we called an author showcase. And we wanted to pair it with the book sale because folks would be coming into the library to purchase books anyway. So we reached out just through social media, word of mouth, the newspaper, to see who might be interested. And we've heard from 22 authors and one writer's group that plan to attend and sell their work on Saturday from 10 to 1.
Now, periodically, over the years, I have met local folks who have put out books. I've got a few of them at home. Pretty interesting, a lot of different topics. But I'm surprised at how many authors we have.
I was shocked, pleasantly surprised. What it turned into was, I was thinking local author showcase, and my definition of local just kept expanding because there are folks who want to drive in and show their work to the community. What I love is the variety of genres. So we have everything from children's books to memoirs, essays, fiction, you name it. There's going to be someone there who's probably selling what you read.
And some of these books as well, not all, but some of these stories have got local connections.
Absolutely. And you're going to put me on the spot and ask me about one of them, Kyle. But what I'm going to say is go to our website at roseburgpubliclibrary.org. You can click on the author showcase tab, and then you can read a bit of bio, and you can get titles of the works that are going to be available for sale.
And one of the things about more folks locally having books that they've authored and been published is just the way the publishing industry has changed as well. It used to be, you had the few big companies and you had to have a huge potential and a huge interest and all that. And now with self-publishing and with other companies and different ways to make this happen, you can get your work out there. And what I'm surprised with sometimes is hearing stories of people that are now famous authors, and you find out about their lives originally, and they were sometimes trying to get published for years, nobody was interested, and now they're on the top 10 list.
Absolutely. The one that comes to mind is Hugh Howey, who's a famous now science fiction author who went the exact same route. The vanity publishers, the independent publishers, you're able to get your work out there in a much quicker fashion. Amazon, too, has changed the world of self-publishing.
Yeah, and also, I can't believe that I'm forgetting her name now, or I'm going to get it wrong, but the lady with the Harry Potter stories.
Oh, J.K. Rowling.
Yeah, her life, I was reading some things about her life recently. I was just not, just one bad thing after another, and writing was the only thing she seemed to be good at, and it just morphed from, a lot of tough issues in life to suddenly you've got this book and suddenly it becomes huge and you go from there.
And I think that's what you're going to find with these folks here on Saturday is they've really put their heart and soul into the stories they tell. They want to get their creativity out into the world, and we're just looking forward to having the community support them and their art, and then also support the Friends of the Library. So the Friends sale on Saturday is 9 to 2. The author showcase is 10 to 1.
So it'll be a short time, but and just pretty casual atmosphere for that?
That was my whole goal. It's very informal. They will have tables. They'll be in our interior meeting rooms because we want them to network as well. So we're putting them all together so they can meet one another and catch up with their old friends and make it simple for the public to come in and walk around the tables and meet them.
Perfect. And again, give folks the hours for the book sale.
The book sale starts right away in 20 minutes or so, 9 o'clock to 6 today, tomorrow 9 to 4, and Saturday 9 to 2.
And anything you want to highlight for the month later?
Yes, we have our winter reading program starts today. Go to our website, rosebergpubliclibrary.org, and you'll get the forms. It's for all ages. We have our really popular book review program going on for the kids and teens, logs for adults and kids as well.
All right, Chris Wiley, Roseburg Public Library, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Kyle.
8:39 at the Morning Report.